Good morning. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. A few years ago, we featured a South Carolina website that calls itself the largest directory of South Carolina information on the Internet. Rod Welch is owner and founder of Skyway.net, and he joins us this morning to give us an update on Skyway. Rod, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Tell us what's happening at Skyway, and then maybe for our listeners, first of all, you should spell that website address.
All right. It's Skyway is an acronym for South Carolina Information Highway, and it's spelled SCI, like an iceberg, WAY.net.
And an overview of the website.
Well, Skyway is a large directory of South Carolina information. It links to literally thousands and thousands of other South Carolina websites. It's edited. We're careful about what gets on there. And it also has a lot of original information that's nowhere else on the Internet. For example, we have really good maps of the counties in South Carolina.
Everything is broken down by category?
Right. Everything is it's a directory. So things are in the various categories from history to business to churches to parks and recreation, those type of things.
I know it's always the first place I go when I'm looking for government places.
Yep, it's got a good good government section. It's kind of simple and easy to get around.
Now, I understand that the website also features a regular newsletter.
The newsletter is interesting in that it features new and notable South Carolina websites. It has a good section on upcoming events in South Carolina. And then it has a few special, two or three special articles each issue.
Now, how do you find new and notable South Carolina websites and events?
Well, we're lucky in that we get a lot of help from people around South Carolina. That is, people write us every day and tell us about new websites. They tell us about new events to put on our calendar. We have an annual calendar of events in South Carolina, and we link to the websites for those events. So we get a lot of help just from people in the state, and we do some research, but mostly it's just input we get from people around South Carolina.
As far as use by South Carolina's business community, how is that?
Well, we have two sections in the website that are particularly relevant to business, and one is simply a directory of businesses in the state.
Sort of like a Yellow Pages?
Yeah, in a way, a growing Yellow Pages. It has thousands of links to businesses. We also have a really good section on economic development in South Carolina, which brings together some hard-to-find resources, public and private. We know that that gets a lot of usage from people out of state.
The website itself, skyway.net, how is that supported?
Well, it is supported by advertising. That is, people who want listings on the website, commercial listings on the website, pay a certain amount each year. It's usually a flat fee on an annual basis. Nonprofit organizations don't pay anything. We try to limit the ads, too. That is, we don't try to just put a ton of ads on the page. We don't have flashing ads or anything like that.
And how have you seen the website grow over the years?
It does very well traffic-wise. It has well over 500,000 visitors a month. They typically look at 2 to 3 pages. So it has about 1.5 million page views a month.
And how do you market the website? Do you put your own banner ads on other websites?
No, we don't. We really have not done much to market it. It just seems to do well. It does very well in Google. And we get a lot of traffic from Google, and we just get a lot by word of mouth, and the newsletter helps too.
Anything on the drawing board for Skyway?
Well, yeah, there are a couple of big things that we're working on. One is that we have set up an additional website. It's called Skyway 3. And what that is a place to host nonprofit websites in South Carolina that kind of need a good home. We want these websites to last, a lot of them about history, genealogy, that type of thing. And most of these websites are done by people who just really personally care about the information that they're researching. And it's been hard for them to find a good place where they didn't have a lot of advertisements going on. So we have a totally ad-free environment for those websites. There's no charge for them. We provide them services like link checking and a search engine and that type of thing. And that is one thing we're really working on right now. We're getting a lot of good sites from around the state. That's one big thing. Another big thing is that we're completely redoing our county maps, and we're just going to have some of the best maps that you've ever seen on the Internet for every South Carolina county.
Well, Rod, congratulations on the success of the website so far, and good luck with everything going forward.
All right. Thanks very much, Mike. Appreciate it.
Rod Welch is owner and founder of Skyway. sciwaywaycivy.net. That's spelled S-C-I-W-A-Y. And once you visit Rod's website, we think you'll agree that Skyway.net is deserving as this week's South Carolina Website of the Week. You can find links to all of our websites of the week at our webpage, etvradio.org/SCBR. And as usual, if you have any questions or comments about this program, including any suggestions for future South Carolina Websites of the Week, feel free to send me an email. The email link is there at our webpage. Once again, etvradio.org/SCBR. And with the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.